Michelle. I'm Marcia Halligan with the Peace Calendar for November 13th through the 19th. Vets for Peace informs this week's calendar. Very few of the original members of Vets for Peace remain alive. Agent Orange and other problems led to their deaths. Now, younger returning vets from other wars and other generations of the early crew keep their efforts alive. Many projects involve helping people in Vietnam. In 2002, the Vietnam Returning Project gave money and work to build 12 houses for disabled Vietnam vets. Several projects focus on children. One builds libraries in Vietnam. The latest one will be completed next spring. It will serve 450 students and 30 teachers. The project stays connected to the existing libraries and keeps helping them as the needs arise for different equipment or reorganizing. The Veterans newspaper raised over $10,000 to help children who lost a parent to COVID. They worked through the Vietnam Women's Union, which serves all provinces. The union helped select the students and distribute the money. It enabled students to continue their studies or feed their whole family. Here in Wisconsin, the Clarence Kalin Chapter 25 in Madison reprinted the book, Long Shadows, Veterans' Paths to Peace. The editor, David Giffey, served as a combat journalist and belongs to the chapter. A peace quotation, peace story, or peace poem could appear in a future calendar. Send it to peacecalendar@wdrt.org. May we all experience the blessings of peace in our lives. Stay peacefully aware at wdrt.org/peace-calendar.